Disk evolution studied through imaging of nearby young stars, Destiny's scattered light detection of a possible disk wind in Re Tau, by P.G. Vallegard et al. Disk winds are an important mechanism for accretion and disk evolution around young stars. The accreting intermediate mass T Tauri star Re Tau has an active jet and a previously known disk wind. Archival optical and new near-infrared observations of the Re Tau system show two horn-like components stretching out as a cone from Re Tau. Scattered light from the disk around Re Tau is visible in near-infrared but not seen at optical wavelengths. In the near-infrared, dark wedges that separates the horns from the disk, indicating we may see the scattered light from a disk wind. We use archived ALMA and SPHERE ZIMPOLI band observations combined with newly acquired SPEHRE, IRDISH band observations and available literature to build a simple geometric model of the Re Tau disk and disk wind. We use Monte Carlo radiative transfer modeling MCMAX 3D to create comparable synthetic observations that test the effect of a dusty wind on the optical effect in the observations. We constrain the grain size and dust mass needed in the disk wind to reproduce the effect from the observations. A model geometrically reminiscent of a dusty disk wind with small micron to submicron size grains elevated above the disk can reproduce the optical effect seen in the observations. The mass in the obscuring component of the wind has been constrained to 1 × 10⁻⁹ m sun is less than or equal to m is less than or equal to 5 × 10⁻⁸ m sun, which corresponds to a lower limit mass loss rate in the wind of about approximately 1 × 10⁻⁸ m sun -1. While an illuminate dust cavity cannot be ruled out without measurements of the gas velocity, we argue that a magnetically launched disk wind is the most likely scenario. This was Disk Evolution Studied Through Imaging of Nearby Young Stars, Destiny's Scattered Light Detection of a Possible Disk Wind in Re Tau, by P.G. Vallegard et al.